You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
Food feature.
Grant. Oh, I could just taste that. Well, this week's edition of the food feature is brought to you by Instant Pot. Instant Pot. Revolutionize your kitchen. It looks like some of you enjoyed that ode. Where is one of our listeners who always does these little limericks, odes, little poetic? Abby. Yes. Where's Abby? Abby, I'm sure, could pull off like a really lovely ode or a couple of words thrown together as a tribute to the potato. Abby, we need you this afternoon. We've got Immaculate Zinde from Potato SA who's joining us right now to talk about the humble potato. Immaculate, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. You're making a lot of noise right now about the potato. You're inviting South Africans to share as well in their love of the potato. You've also partnered with Stembiso, who's a chef. He's a self-taught cook. We've also had him on the show. What inspired this partnership?
We did research last year, National Consumer Usage and Attitude Study, just to find out what the psyche of South Africans is towards food and particular potatoes, particularly potatoes. And interestingly enough, when people were asked what they look for in food and in potatoes, the top three things that came out was taste, convenience, and versatility.
Yes.
And I think that was so interesting for us because we did exactly the same study around 2013, 2014. Mm-hmm. Health and nutrition was at the top of the list. And then 3-4 years later, the picture has completely changed.
Right. We'll explore some more. Let's hear from some of our listeners. Tessa's in Johannesburg. Hello, Tessa.
Hi, Agonia. A big fan of the potato. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you guys are overlooking the best form, which is vodka.
Oh, you had to take it there. Yes, that's actually what it's made from.
Right. My friends and I were having an argument about which is more versatile, corn or potatoes.
Yeah.
And the vodka, like, sold it. Potatoes, for sure.
Yeah, so the potato stays winning, even on that front. You're a champ, Tessa.
Totally. Have a good day.
Thank you. Immaculate, you wanted to comment on that?
Yeah, I've been wanting to think, you know, when our COVID-19 regulations were much more strict at level 5 and level 4, I haven't had any stories of potatoes being used to, make alcohol because it was prohibited. So I need to find out from your listeners if anyone else did experiment.
Oh, we did ask Tessa, but have you tried a brew? Have you tried to make your own vodka? And we know one of the main ingredients, of course, is potatoes. Let's help Immaculate out. Sandra, you're in Boksburg. You want to tell us about a recipe you have?
You can have it on with your mutton curry.
Nice,
Nice soft melting potatoes. Mm. You know, on your bunny chows,
mm-hmm.
your mince, your chicken curries, and you can add them on its own where you braise your onion, and you know, just throw in your potatoes with turmeric, or you can have it with masala. And
delicious. Delicious. Yes. Just as Kabazela was asking about a dish that's just potatoes. So you're saying turmeric and some masala?
Yes. You just fry your onion with some curry leaf.
Yeah.
You can either put chilies or just turmeric and some mustard seed, and you've got a nice meal.
Right.
With some rice, basmati rice.
Yes. I'm actually writing this down. Some basmati.
Yes.
Here we go.
Could you see?
Lovely, Sandra. Thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Immaculate?
I was going to say, this is exactly what makes us so unique as a country and why we put out this challenge, because we are a melting pot of different cultures, and potatoes can be incorporated in all these different cultures.
Mm.
And it's so beautiful to see. So this curry, I'm hungry already.
I know, didn't it sound delicious? And, you know, the fact that they can stand alone in this way.
Exactly.
What are some of the recipes that you have been engaged with? Because, like I was mentioning earlier on, you've been collaborating with Chef Stembiso from Ndash Food Concepts. So apart from fries, apart from mash, from wedges, how do you top Sandra's dish?
Oh, it's difficult. I mean, we've got a wealth of recipes that have been developed over time for the potato industry, and it's all been about trying to figure out what makes South Africans tick. Interestingly enough, personally for me, during level 4 and 5 lockdown, I decided to go back to my roots and put potatoes in your soulful, traditional, you know, Zulu food. And I would make my own ngoshu and tripe and a lot of potatoes. And I would really, really enjoy that. Mm. Or I would, you know, just incorporate my potatoes in a nice basic beef stew with pepper and salt. Mm-hmm. But instead of other starches, consume that with mash. Because I think since one has been involved with the potato industry, you start to realize that in fact we have a lot of starch on our plates. You know, it's pap, it's yes. potato stew, it's this, it's that. When in fact we should be understanding the different food groups and commodities and making sure that we eat right as South Africans. So that's what I've been trying to do, trying to eat right, but making sure that it's good, it's tasty, and I play around in the kitchen.
Right. So the costs, though, has become a little bit of a source of concern. What is going on with the price of potatoes?
True. I wish I could comment on that. What I can confirm is that what people don't understand is that potatoes are sold in a free market system where prices are determined by the interaction of supply and demand. There are 16 production regions in the country where potatoes are produced, and that's why we are one of the few countries in the world that can have access to a fresh quality product all year round, unlike European countries where they store potatoes for half of the year and then they have fresh potatoes for the other half of the year. We had a very cold winter. The production region that was supposed to be in market during that time because of the weather conditions was unfortunately unable to supply the stocks that we usually are able to supply during, you know, May and August. So because of that, you know, there was short supply, and unfortunately it did impact on the pricing of potatoes. But there's nothing sinister going on.
It's just the market and the harvest, and that's how things go sometimes with certain products. We see it with maize, and that's just the market activity. But how do South Africans get involved, Immaculate, in these recipes, in the all of this delicious talk of potatoes?
So over the next couple of weeks, we have identified a few people in South Africa that we think, experts in their fields, like economists or in the food or culinary sphere, like Stembi. So we implore South Africans to go to their social media platforms, either on Instagram or Twitter. I know Stembiso's handle on Instagram and Twitter is _food, _food. The information about how to join the challenge is all on his profile. But people can also visit our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Our handles are potatoes_ZA.
Fantastic. That's Immaculate Zinde from Potato South Africa. Just talking about the humble potato. Loving your suggestions. One person says, aloof jeera potatoes, delicious Indian staple. That comes from Charles. And here's a voice note.
So my potato dish is you take bacon bits and you fry it till it's nice and crispy. Then you fry onion, you add green peppers, and you boil your potatoes on the side. You peel it after it's boiled, and then you cut it into cubes. So then you fry your onions in butter, and you add your potatoes, and you add your crispy bacon bits, and then you add some fresh cream. And you add some parsley, fresh parsley. Taste that with salt and pepper.
We need to archive all of this. We really need to archive these fantastic recipes.